Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, so I got two nominees for Bleep Hole of the Week. I'll let you guys decide. Do you want the guy from Filthy who's Bleep Hole of the Week? These are both in the world of sports, by the way. Or do you want the Joker, Novak Djokovic?
Okay, let's start with the Joker and end with Filthy.
Okay, so they're calling Novak Djokovic Novax Djokovic because he's been the leader in the clubhouse for anti-vaxxers in sports, I guess. I guess that's kind of been his brand for a long time. He, of course, got the COVID-19 a couple of weeks ago thanks to his party that was not social distancing.
A lot of parties.
And Denver Nuggets' Nikola Jokic was involved, and basically everyone there came away with a positive COVID-19 test. And so he's speaking out right now, and he literally had his own tournament, his own tennis tournament that was basically capped off with a party club scene that had nothing in the way of social distancing or masks or anything like that. And he has been a non-believer in the whole corona thing from the jump. So he's recently quoted as saying, "I can only see criticism lately, and much of it is malicious. It's obviously more than just criticism. It's like an agenda and a witch hunt that people are on. Someone has to take the fall, a big name, and I guess I'm the big name." So, Djokovic, like, you're the one who organized your event. You're the one that came out as saying you are the anti-vaxxer. You held a tournament in the midst of a pandemic with no social distancing, no masks, and basically a bleep you to the rest of the world. So you are the sole reason this entire event took place. You are your own problem. No one is coming after you. You invited the coronavirus into your body by being all willy-nilly and acting like it didn't matter. So the witch hunt is no one's on a witch hunt for you. We are criticizing the actions of you that you brought upon yourself. So Novax Djokovic is, I guess, his new nickname. And I think he's a bleep hole. Now, here's the next one.
He does. Yeah, he is a bleep hole.
We have a Philly sports writer, or Filthy, I should say, Marcus Hayes.
Marcus Hayes.
He is of the Filthy Inquirer. He is a nominee for Bleep Hole of the Week alongside Novax because he thinks it's selfish and elitist to sit out the upcoming MLB season, even if your wife is pregnant, Mike Trout. So he basically writes this. Like, this is an actual article. "We're watching multimillionaires decline to work after they spent the last 6 weeks begging to go back. That's selfish and elitist, especially at this moment. Millions of Americans have lost their jobs and millions more never stopped working at considerably greater risk than guys like David Price. None of the players who have chosen to extend their vacation has been deemed high risk, but most cite protecting people with whom they live. There's a solution to that. Move out. You might miss a birth. Or the first few weeks of your kid's life.
Oh, just a birth.
Or back to school 2020. But you will be protected and you will be tested and you will still be doing your job." And, of course, you had Mike Trout saying that he has got to be there. And if he tests positive, he can't see the baby for 14 days and he would be upset. And he was saying he's got to be there for his first child's birth. Yeah. Which is due to happen.
Well, heck, Gordon Hayward said he's leaving that NBA bubble to go to his fourth child's birth.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him. Troy, did it get any different from child one to child three? I'm sure they were all three pretty amazing.
Yeah, especially because my wife had a C-section, so it was like watching a Wes Craven film in front of me. Those were amazing. Now, I never saw the woman slide, as probably you did, Chia Follow, with the home birth.
He got in there.
So I didn't see that one, but to watch my wife and everything just laid onto a slab next to her, That was awesome.
Yeah, pretty important for you to be there.
I've seen photos of the C-section. It looks super intense. It's just like a hole in the middle.
Oh, I got yelled at so much. Ooh. I got yelled at so much by the doctors because they put up a partition between you and what's going on the other side. And they're like, keep your head down. You don't want to see this. So you're like, you crazy? I've never seen a pancreas in person.
This is amazing.
I want to see this.
So, yeah, basically Marcus Hayes would tell you, damn the birth, do your dang job. And even though David Price was the guy who donated $1,000 to every minor leaguer in the Dodgers organization to help them during this awful time in the economy, he's still being called out for being selfish and elitist. And I just love the idea of him saying there's a solution to all of this, which is move out and miss a birth. Miss the first few weeks of your kid's life. Just do your damn job. Marcus Hayes, you, my friend, are Bleep Hole of the Week.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.